We're here with Tim Getchum from checkoutmycards.com. And if you listen to the podcast, you know my brother and I have been doing a challenge on the site. Try to see who makes the most money. Now, Tim might have some experience making money buying and selling cards, but what we'll probably talk to him today about is just in the last couple months, I've noticed you've made some server enhancements, used Microsoft Access in a way I've never seen before, and implementing that in terms of bulk, changing prices and editing that kind of thing. And on top of that, Check Out My Cards is an impressive piece of software, content management system that is obviously something you're probably continuing to work on, and you're continuing to understand what collectors want out of it. And so maybe talk about some of the most recent adjustments and enhancements you've made, and maybe some of the things going forward that you might have in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the site is, it's based on Microsoft technology. I worked at Microsoft for 8 years before leaving to focus on my childhood passion, card collecting. So I'm very interested in the hobby. I love building stuff that I can use as well as many other fans like myself. So the idea that you were mentioning, the challenge that you have of trying to see who can make the most money off the site, I tried to build the site and make the features that allowed me to trade and buy and sell the way I wanted to do it. And I didn't see any other sites that did it. So I went and built everything I needed to do to accomplish my goal. And I put the fees where I was interested in paying as a collector. I did one of the things that always killed me when I was trying to buy and sell on other sites is they would always have a final value fee or some other fee at the time of sale. But my goal was often, I saw a card that I knew was underpriced, and I wanted to buy it and release it and see if I could make some money off of it. So with our site, one of the innovative things that we've done that's not available anywhere else is I can buy a card and instantly relist it. I don't have to wait for the card to be shipped to me. It's just automatically up for sale, but now I'm the owner, and I can charge whatever I want for it. And it doesn't cost me anything to do that. I can buy a card for a dollar and literally sell it for a dollar and a penny and make one penny on that transaction. Obviously, typically you try to make more than that, but that's a possibility. So we've used Microsoft SQL Server as our back end. The site is primarily run off two servers today. It's a SQL Server back end and an ASP.NET front end. Some of the challenges we've seen now that we're approaching, we've passed 8,000 regular visitors every day. And on top of that, we have such a vast volume of cards. The search engines are crawling our site all the time. So the amount of traffic on our site has just grown tremendously. And that's been a big tax on our SQL Server database. So we ended up needing to move some of our servers to a new location that had more room so that we could add additional servers. The first thing that we're in the middle of architecting right now is we're going to change how the search functionality works on the website so that when searching the site, it doesn't have to use up our database resources that are needed for doing transactions. Sometimes when people try to do a large transaction, like they want to buy 300 or 400 cards, or they try to put it, we have people that try to put in a shipment request for 1,000 cards. Sometimes the site can't handle that, so they have to call us up, and then we have to manually push it through. So we're going to re-architect some stuff in the database so that it can handle that more easily. And then all the searches we're actually going to start running from a separate. Right now we have two new servers that we're going to use, but we're going to try to do it in a way that as the site grows, and we've been doubling pretty much every year, which means in a couple years we're going to be looking at about maybe 30,000 people a day coming to the site. We're going to be able to add more servers as necessary, and we're not bottlenecked by just one server. So that's some of the stuff that we're in the process of working on. I have an awesome team that's helping out. I enjoy doing the technology myself, so I'm not just the owner and founder, but I actually do the majority of the development on the website. So I have fun playing with all this different stuff. Yeah.
And maybe going back to when you first started the site, what were your like initial thoughts or your initial maybe kind of light bulb going off in your head to where you're like, hey, I could maybe do this.
Yeah.
This is conceivable. And then as maybe a follow-up question to that, you said you're growing in traffic. Do you think you have a considerable amount of room to grow? Obviously, we're in a market where there eventually has to be some kind of cap. I mean, there's some kind of cap there. And so where you don't have to give us exact numbers, but where do you think you are in that as well?
So first question about initial ideas, the framework, I had collected a lot growing up. I was just a fanatic, spent every dime my parents forbid me from collecting, but that really didn't prevent me from finding ways to buy cards. But when I went to college, didn't have any money, had to stop collecting. And then
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to the University of Minnesota, got my BS in math and my master's in computer science.
Okay.
Moved out to Seattle area to work at Microsoft. And after a few years there, I had a lull between a couple product cycles. And I wanted to go see what had happened in my industry. I knew when I stopped collecting, eBay was new. I thought it was awesome that I could buy a Kobe rookie at a local card shop and somebody in California would pay a premium for it. And I knew that this was going to be a game changer. So I thought, okay, it's been another 5, 6, 7 years. Let's see what's happened. There's got to be some exciting stuff. And there were some interesting ideas. I saw ETOPS. I saw The Pit. I saw there's a lot of other sites that came around that were trying to do something a little different. Like, hey, the stock market's cool. They have this, with ETOPS, this idea of owning a card, but it's not actually in your possession. So I thought some of these ideas were great, but I collect just raw cards. I didn't have a lot of money. There's a lot of old cards that I wanted to still get today, and I could get them on eBay for next to nothing. Actually, when I went back and looked at eBay, it was depressing for a minute that stuff that I was hoping was maybe an investment, you could get for a tenth of what I paid for it. But at the same time, I thought, now I have some money, and I can buy all this stuff that I was trying to collect and spending tons of money on before, and I could get all of it.
Right.
So one of the first things I did is I probably bought 100 complete sets of all the sets that I tried to start and just didn't have the money to complete. I could buy the complete set for $5 or $10. So I loved it. I went on eBay, bought tons of lots that people were just dumping for next to nothing. And then as I did that, I would actually have other people competing on the lots with me that would say, hey, you know, you won that lot. I just need this one card. Would you sell me that one? And it made me think, what if I had a website where I could sell off the extras? Because I'm getting all sorts of doubles and I'm just getting good deals on it. So I looked around at websites, and actually my experience buying that 100 sets, it was so painful to use this particular website. And it was the typical website of the day for card collecting. No one had money to build websites. So I was like, you know, I work at Microsoft. I have this background in computer science, software design. I want to build a website that's just awesome for collecting cards. So I literally took a week off of work. And as soon as the beta 2 of ASP.NET, I think at the time it was ASP.NET 2.0 came out, I just spent a week designing a website. And my reaction over the next year is I just kind of put my stuff on the website. I got more people interested in putting their cards on a site like mine. Then I didn't really have enough inventory for them to buy a ton off me, but they really liked the site. So I thought, you know, one of the reasons why my site was so, I felt like it was so appealing was I spent the time to scan every single card. Because like on eBay, you needed a scan. And so I actually developed technology that allowed me to do that cost effectively. And when people said, hey, I want to be able to do that, I thought, you know, I don't have a great way to get this technology to people. But if they get me their cards, I could let other people take advantage of this. So that was kind of the birth of this concept of doing consignment. And I thought, you know, I think there's a lot that we can do if we pool our resources. I'm trying to run this little website, and I have to go to the post office, and it's a pain, and it's just so much stuff to running a business. I can't do it cost-effectively myself, but if I could get a couple hundred people together, and we're all putting our cards in and taking advantage of this technology I'm developing, then I can spend more time on this, and ultimately that's what happened. I got it to the point where I could justify spending full time making the software the best it possibly could be, and not just building a good website, but building the technology to get the cards listed. When the orders come in, we have to ship the orders. Just giving awesome service all the way across the board. When customers call up and we need to look up an order and see the history of what's happened and get the tracking numbers. Like, I built everything from the ground up. In-house, we actually use Microsoft Access against a SQL Server backend to keep track of all our information. I was, for 6 years, a program manager on Microsoft Access, helping design the product. I've maintained a great relationship with the Access team at Microsoft, and in fact, one of the developers that's now working with me, we worked together for many years at Microsoft. So that relationship has been great. I give them a lot.